Our top story today is about the bugging scandal that's rocked the Gardaí and indeed the coalition government in the south, and which could also have major implications for the legal process in the Republic and for people here. It's been revealed that telephone calls to and from the country's main police stations were, for many years, routinely recorded. Well, the Banbridge solicitor who represented the families of Superintendents Harry Breen and Bob Buchanan at the Smithwick Tribunal in Dublin has very specific questions about all of this. He wants to know how much they found out and if indeed they were being lied to. Good afternoon, Mr. McBurney.
Good afternoon, Wendy.
The Smithwick Tribunal looked at a huge amount of evidence. Was there any mention of these recordings that had been made at Garda stations?
There certainly was not. And in fact, the position is even much worse than that, in that Judge Smithwick and his legal team and administrative staff had been pressing for full disclosure of all possible records and particulars that could touch upon any of the issues that he was investigating over the 8-year period of the tribunal. He was even trying to find basic things such as itemised phone bills and records of calls in and out of Dundalk Station, and wasn't able to obtain those even at a time when the authorities seem to have had 2,500 at least tape recordings of conversations between stations. We don't know what's on these 2,500 tapes, but if there's any material on them that was relevant to the tribunal, it should have been produced. The tribunal was allowed to finish its work in November and produce its report to the Dáil at a time when the commissioner himself knew that the tapes existed. Why did someone in headquarters not think, this Smithwick Tribunal is about to report? We were to fully disclose everything of relevance. We have these 2,500 tapes. We have said nothing to Judge Smithwick about them. If that was allowed to simply happen and his report be produced at the end of November, that was a disgrace. This is not something that could have happened without knowledge of a whole range of officers and engineers and intelligence gatherers at senior levels within Garda Síochána. Not one seems to have said a thing or broken ranks in any way, shape or form to indicate to the tribunal. Now, if information within those tapes would take us to the colluder or colluders, that would be a very important second step. If something emerges on the tapes which cuts across evidence which was given by senior officers, that would have to be looked at very, very closely. At first instance, Judge Smithwick would have to be consulted about that, but it could finish up being dealt with in the High Court.
John McBurney, you raised some very serious issues indeed.